You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
With Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Well,
love it.
Remember that?
I love that. I do remember that. Well, And Dookie! Hey, Dookie!
Well,
I remember
that's
that.
That's the best guy in the commercial, the guy who just goes, wah.
Wah. That was a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. That's how you start a podcast. I don't know if you've heard, Ryan, there's some news here at the radio station that has happened since our last episode.
Do you want to talk about this? Or, I mean, I called into the show.
I don't know if you
want to rehash this whole thing.
For the first time ever, Ryan Davey called into Dale and Keefe and immediately.
Well, I had to.
Well, you immediately asked about yourself.
Oh, I mean, that's what people want to know. There were six people on Twitter asking me about it.
No, that's a good point. So we had to answer those people on the radio. And I think the bottom line is Dale and Keefe has been demoted from afternoon drive to middays. I'm not going to be sour grapes about it. I'm in a very good mood now. But Hashtag Dork will continue. We have to find a new time to record. But Hashtag Dork will roll on, people. And Ryan Davey will be very much a part of that. So
I just people, interested minds wanted to know.
They were very concerned.
How that affects me.
Yeah.
How your very bad news, very bad news,
yes,
and demotion affected me.
My soul-crushing news, how does that affect you? And it doesn't, apparently.
It doesn't.
Although,
not.
Well, no, it kind of does, because vis-a-vis, you know, less people will now hear me during the day, therefore less people have a chance of hearing about Dork. So I guess it does affect you.
Oh, don't worry about that. Where you and I differ, Richard, is that I am a shameless self-promoter, while you very slow to be like, hey, check out this thing that I'm doing.
That's
I'm like, hey, you know, I'll shout it from the mountaintops.
That's a good
point. I actually pay money to do it.
That's actually a good point. Twitch.tv/RvonD, you can check out Davey, who's still streaming three times a week. Am I right, Ryan?
Oh, crud, yeah. We're back tonight. As we record this on a Tuesday, I'm back tonight.
That's nice.
Long weekend hiatus.
I like
back.
That. We also have some hijinks over at youtube.com/dorkpodcast. Those are some other places you can find us. And, of course, still here on the podcast. And, you know, you can email us, you can tweet us, all that stuff, just to, you know, just so we know that we're in your thoughts. That's really the most important thing to us. You ready for the next portion of the program, Ryan?
Born ready.
Well, this episode is kind of entirely This Week in Dork. Although, so what we're going to do is for the topic du jour, once we get to that, it's just going to be the trailers from this past weekend. So some of the other stuff will just be the news and notes since the last time we were on the air. And as promised, an extended video game minute. But first, Ryan, some crazy news. James Gunn out of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. He had some jokes from 10 years ago that were that were tasteless, apparently, and so now he can't direct this movie, even though he directed the last two and they were great, and he's like a different guy now. But
yeah, and like all of a sudden, like he could direct the first two, but now all of a sudden he can't do the third because. And I think there's a conspiracy afoot here. Mr. Gunn has been very vocal politically on his Twitter. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. He's a good follow. But
I don't. I see some retweeted my way, but I know what political leaning he has.
Yeah, I mean, it's very anti-government right now.
Yes.
And you can't really fire somebody for that.
Right.
You know, so I think they were kind of looking for an excuse. And I believe that someone told me that these tweets were unearthed by, like, far-right leaning people.
Yeah, there's a lot. There seems like Patton Oswalt, was it Michael Ian Black? There's been a few of these guys who do spend a lot of their time bashing the president, and then they've also had some of their old, like, terrible jokes, like, brought into the light now, all of a sudden, by people who, you know, maybe support the president a great deal. That's what kind of
so,
what we're dealing with here.
First things first. I mean, I think all of us, if think 10 years into your past. If your current employer now look 10 years into your past, we'd probably all be out of jobs.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to say.
Maybe.
Don't do that, though.
Just stop. Don't go in there. There's
Secondly,
nothing for you to find.
This is a company, and I feel very strongly about this. I don't know if you've picked up on that.
I have.
I'm putting down.
Yes.
This is a company that still employs Johnny Depp and John Lasseter, who have both come under fire for domestic violence and sexual misconduct.
Yeah.
And yet they're still employed. So I don't understand how you retroactively fire somebody for something they said before they were in your employ.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times, too, and you know me, Ryan, where I stand politically, I don't. I don't give a crap.
You don't. Yeah.
But my bigger issue is the people who have made bad jokes, like the, you know, whether they were comedians or they're just sort of in that entertainment world, and they've made really kind of jokes just to kind of shock you a little bit. Then they get brought out later, and you're like, oh my God, like, you don't say that anymore. It's like, yeah, neither do they. Like, they said that then, and I don't care who they voted for. That was a long time ago. Meanwhile, you have people who have actually acted that stuff out. Like, he didn't just, you know, make a bad joke about hitting a woman. Some of these guys were talking about actually hit women or actually raped women. And, like, those guys, I don't need them to get the second break as much as I need the other guy that just maybe made a terrible joke. Like, I'm always going to defend the joke. I mean, it may not be funny, but just the ability to say how you feel, like, especially in my line of work where you're for 20 hours, 25 plus hours a week, what are your opinions? Like, say stuff. Just say stuff. Say stuff. Say stuff. Like, yeah, you're going to screw up every once in a while, you know? And
well, that's the idea. I mean, isn't that the whole idea?
Right.
It's for people to have an opinion and for people. I mean, I'm not, obviously, I'm not defending pedophilia jokes.
We understand.
Not funny at all. But, you know, I don't understand how this has become more about the person, less of. And I think about, like, comedians, too, who are having to come out and apologize for jokes they told. Like, it happened to Trevor Noah and, like, all that stuff.
Like that defeats the whole point.
Well, the joke, telling a joke now has become more about the audience than it has about the person telling the joke.
Yeah, right.
Which is completely backwards. And I was talking about this with my wife on a very long car ride this weekend. And I'm like, I just don't. The world is, as you would call it, to use your word, which I love, crackers right now.
It's crackers. It's absolutely
like it
crackers.
Just doesn't make any sense to me anymore.
No, it doesn't.
So,
it's stuff like this. And I don't know what the contract statuses are for everybody in Guardians and all of that stuff, but this is the kind of thing, like, you heard Dave Bautista, you've heard some of the other guys, obviously James Gunn's brother, Sean Gunn. Like, we've seen a lot of these guys make comments and statements about it. And I believe Bobcat Goldthwait has a voiceover in a certain Disney property, and he's asking for that to be removed because of how mad he is that they're firing James Gunn over this. I wonder if, like, could Chris Pratt or Zoe Saldana be like, we're not doing the movie? Or, like, have they already shot it? Like, I don't know where they're at in the whole thing, but that would be pretty powerful if the stars of the movie were like, forget it.
Well, here's my hot take for the episode, Richard.
Ooh,
and
good.
That is the
getting it early.
my former flame, Chris Pratt, that guy can kiss all my ass. Like, you come out, like, this is a guy who's essentially made your career, right? Because you were Fat Andy Dwyer on, like, people were like, oh, Chris Pratt's going to be in this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, nobody, he cast you in that movie.
Right.
Now you're the biggest superstar in the world. And the only thing you can do is do this, like, non-committal Bible quote as your statement on this whole thing. Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Pound
like, you gotta pick a side here.
I like it. Hashtag dork out on Chris Pratt. Hit the bricks.
I am.
Hit the brick. No, I'm with you. I'm. And I remember, I don't know all the details, so I don't want to just throw it out there, but my wife heard something a while ago when Chris Pratt and Anna Faris were together. It was something along the lines, and I could be way off on this, but they had a dog, and then it, like, ran away, and they, like, didn't care, or, like, there's a whole story about them and a dog that she was, like, she was out on them to begin
She's
with.
She's out.
Yeah, I gotta look up
with
that whole story. Yeah, done. Done with it.
You go out there.
Yeah.
He quit after like an hour.
You can't give up looking for the dog after an hour. Miss Lippy, the part of the story that I don't like. So, all right, Ryan, the next bit of news is a couple of different news and notes as it relates to the standalone Joker movie starring Joaquin Phoenix. The release date is October 4th, 2019. And apparently Robert De Niro is in talks to join the cast.
Isn't Scorsese attached to this? So you kind of have to throw his old boy De Niro bone. I think
just waiting for DiCaprio to be in it too.
Some sort of mob boss role, he would fit nicely in there.
No, I think he's the article I read says he's going to play a talk show host.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's one of the talk show hosts from. I'm trying to think like which comics they're going to be inspired by.
Yeah,
but there's definitely I forget the name of the one of the guys he could bring, or it might be somebody new. There's so many comic characters they should be able to use one of them. But
like, don't you think he would be a perfect Carmine Falcone?
Yeah, he would, but I don't know if they want to go back to that well. They've already used him a few times.
Or who's the other one? There was another one, too.
Oh, Maroney.
Yeah, Maroney.
Yeah, he could be Maroney. Speaking of the Joker, Geoff Johns, well, actually, DC tweeted out a picture of Batman, three Jokers. And because since they've done this rebirth, there's three Jokers now in comics, which is towing the line on whether it's a good whether it's a great idea or a terrible idea. I'm not even really sure which, but I'm intrigued to read this thing.
Well, yeah, I'm intrigued to read it too because I've always found it fascinating that the Joker wasn't actually one person.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Like he's existed. Yeah, that he's existed, and that's why he doesn't really have a clear backstory. Like there's that one who's like the failed comedian, and then there's the one who kind of came out of nowhere, and then there's the one who fell in the acid bath.
The Killing Joke one, like that was supposed to be a standalone, but it was so good, Alan Moore, that they're like, nope, we're using this. This is we like this one now. Speaking of these comic books, DC Animated has a list of upcoming movies, and they've had some great ones. They've had some misses too, like Batman and Harley Quinn, and The Killing Joke.
And The Killing Joke, yeah.
But like Under the Red Hood, and just some of these other ones have been really strong. Hush is going to be made, and Hush is awesome.
Hush is awesome, but I'm pissed that it's not going to be an actual movie.
Well, you never know. I mean, they could eventually get there, so. Also, The Reign of Superman, Justice League versus The Fatal Five, and Wonder Woman Bloodlines were all announced as upcoming DC animated films. And the last bit of news I have, Ryan, before we get to all the trailers, the new Halloween poster was released right at the beginning of Comic-Con.
Yep.
Sort of like an upskirt of...
kind of like an upskirt.
Yeah, kind of like an upskirt.
Well, I don't want to get into like the Fibonacci number and the golden mean and the rule of thirds, but it's actually a good picture, given what the subject
is. You like the picture. All right. You like the picture. All right. Let's get to a lengthy video game minute.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
Okay, sir. As promised.
All right.
Hey.
So, how you doing?
Hey, good. Pretty good.
Just killing time at this point.
Fluid from Boston, and boy, are my arms tired.
Hey, all right. So, some news for you, Richard. Nintendo is now suing two of the largest emulator sites on the internet.
Uh-oh.
And the sites have been the site Love ROMs and Love Retro, which are the biggest. You know what ROMs are? They're the like basically the flash versions of. Nintendo video games.
Yeah.
I've featured on my own Twitch channel every now and again.
Correct.
Those are sites are being shut down by Nintendo. And it just makes sense when you think about it. With the emergence of the NES and SNES Classic, it makes sense that they would want these things to go away so people can now will now buy their product instead of getting it for free.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Which makes sense.
I got it.
It's games that they know are lucrative, so you can't play, you know, some like random game that Nintendo doesn't want you playing, some like third-party game. So those are being shut down. There's a big lawsuit happening, and there's been like a cease and desist already, so both of those sites are now kaput.
Thanks a lot, Lars.
Yeah, thanks a lot. This is the Napster thing all over again. So after that, the Shadow of the Tomb Raider, the upcoming Tomb Raider game that's due out in September, has already gone gold with pre-order sales. There was a big announcement from Eidos today. Eidos Montreal, they're very excited. And they had like this commentary with the game designer. There was like a 10-minute trailer that came out over the weekend that was actually seems pretty cool. There's a new immersion mode where you, it takes place with the Mayans. So there's like a Maya apocalypse coming.
Nice.
And Lara Croft has to stop it. So she comes across this tribe. They speak their own language, and if you can actually set it to where they speak in their own language or they speak in English.
Hmm.
So there's like a different little like wrinkle there for like a total immersion. And the more you play the game, the more their language you understand.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, and along those lines, the harder the difficulty, the harder it is for you to find things now. Which, like, normally when you play a Tomb Raider game, there would, like, something would, like, white would show up and it would, like, attract your eye.
Yeah, that should go over there now.
The more difficult the game, the harder those clues are to find. Like, you actually have to look for them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they're calling it, like, an immersion mode. So the higher the difficulty, the harder things are to find. Which is actually kind of cool for a Tomb Raider game.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised they hadn't thought of that before.
Right.
But there we go.
I like it.
So the big news we have, obviously, Richard, coming out of San Diego Comic-Con, and the one game that was featured throughout the entire weekend was PlayStation 4 Marvel Spider-Man.
Oh, my God, yes.
Which you got a wonderful look at. You got a hands-on. People who I know who got hands-on with this thing said it's amazing.
That's a good one.
There.
Was it spectacular as well?
It was spectacular, yep. So they also came with like more of the story, which is great. So we know now that Mary Jane is a playable character in some of the story mode. We know that Miles Morales, who is another Spider-Man in another Spider-Verse, is with you, might be playable.
Ooh.
So that's interesting. And they unveiled a new suit. So when you pre-order the game, which you should, they're calling it the Velocity Suit, which is a brand new, never before seen, designed for the game suit.
It looks pretty sweet.
It looks pretty sweet. What's cool about these suits is they don't change the overall game, but they all have different buffs and different weaknesses. So depending on your play style, you might want to wear a different suit. It's not just simply cosmetic.
Oh, I gotcha.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
So there's that. And again, here's another plug, Richard. Speaking of shameless self-promotion,
yeah,
if you want to know all of my thoughts on this game and what I want to see and what I don't want to see, please head over to mammothgamers.com, where I have written an article on everything I want to see from the latest Spider-Man.
How about that?
How about that?
This guy's a triple threat.
Do I wear many hats? Is the thing. You know, but I'm really into like this open world thing. I would love to see like a little leveling system that you can kind of take control of. And I play a certain way, so I'm going to do certain other things. You know what I mean? So making the Spider-Man kind of my own. I use this word in Tomb Raider, but like an immersion.
Ooh,
is
yeah.
What I want to see.
Yeah, get in there. Get ensconced.
Strong rumors that there's going to be a VR component to this game as well.
Oh boy.
Which might make you want to.
Make you get in there for the first time. Yeah, I've never done any VR.
I just feel like, you know what is the biggest drawback for me with VR? Is I feel like if someone came in the room and saw me using VR, like I would look like a complete dummy.
You would, but Ryan, you got to get over that. You got to get past that. It doesn't matter.
You don't live with my wife. She just makes fun of me all the time.
Like, yeah, but
you don't live with that.
Yeah, but you wear big headphones and specific video game glasses while you play video games.
They're not specific video game glasses. They're for my eyes because I get headaches.
I think you can get away with the VR. I think you're going to be okay doing VR. I don't think anybody's going to, throw you out of the house for doing VR.
You never know. We haven't gotten – maybe buying the VR if I get thrown out of the house for that.
Yes, I agree with that. That would be a much bigger argument than me just walking around the house. I feel like it's a stub toe waiting to happen, though.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You got to clear some space.
Yeah, it could be dangerous. Like,
Ready Player One. I don't know how that kid was doing that in the van.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
All right, baby.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
All right, you ready for the topic du jour?
I'm sorry, what? I missed that. What?
It's the topic of the day. And today, it is Comic-Con trailers. These are all, these are pretty much all of the trailers from Comic-Con. We never use this, our blog spot, but if you go to dorkpodcast.blogspot.com, it's an easy place. I just put all of the trailers we're going to be talking about on there, so rather than searching through YouTube. And the problem now is if you go on YouTube and you type in, whatever trailer, it's like idiots responding to it. It's like the knockoff versions. It's people just trying to get hits. So I went through and found all like the real actual trailers. So I broke it down thusly. Let's start with DC Films, Ryan. DC Films is playing a bit of catch-up, I think you would say, to the Marvel films, which were not there at Comic-Con. DC Films, two big trailers. First, Shazam, which comes out April 5th, 2019. We had already seen some of the images. We had made fun of some of the images here on the podcast. And Ryan, let me be the first to apologize. I thought Shazam looked fun and entertaining.
I didn't.
Oh, you fun stick in the mud prick.
No, it's not that.
Sorry.
I snapped
at you.
I know that DC is making a concerted effort to not be as dark have been in the past.
Doesn't get any lighter than a kid being a superhero.
And I just think it's a little goofy.
Well, it's a kid.
You know what I mean?
It's a kid being a superhero. Have you ever seen the movie Big, Ryan?
Yeah, it's like that, but I get it. No, that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, it's probably going to be okay.
They should do a scene where they're playing like an enormous keyboard and they play a song. They have to do it.
You know, what would be good is if he's like in this like full soup, like this like stupid goofy superhero costume.
Yes.
And he like blows like a big bubble with bubble gum, so you know it's a kid. Like they should do that.
I thought you were gonna say something else the way you started.
Just like blow a big bubble.
Yeah,
like,
no,
and
not
it pops
bubble.
And then, like, gets all over his face, and it's like, oh, I'm still a kid. I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like,
or what if this is maybe a slightly darker tone, or depending on how you look at it, what if he sleeps with all of his friends' moms?
I mean, when you were that age, like, that's probably what you would have been doing.
That's definitely what I would have been trying to do. I would have not known what to do, but I would have at least gotten into that ball. That would have at least, in the area. But
I don't want to work. I don't want to work so blue. But you would have a hard time when reaching the end.
Yeah.
From exclaiming Shazam, because I know that's something you like to do in your own life. So.
I do that anyway. Now, I don't turn into a superhero. I'm just still, unfortunately, myself. But I do that regardless. Now, I don't know all the rules of Shazam. Like, I'm familiar with Shazam. He was in some of the comics that I read. They didn't cover all of this material, though, Ryan. But let's say hypothetically. Now, I know when he's a kid and he says Shazam, he turns into a superhero. Is it the other way around, or how does he turn back into the kid?
I think he says Shazam again, doesn't he?
So if he's making sweet love to his best friend's mom and says Shazam, he's going to turn back into little Billy Batson?
Yeah, at climax when we all men are just want to, we all want to just exclaim Shazam. Like, that could be very awkward. And a crime.
Not to get too personal, but I mix it up between Shazam and I'm going to spill it from MacGruber. Yeah. Those are really.
What was the one in Family Guy when he's like,
How about Billy Batson's kid, his friend, Freddie Freeman, is played by the kid from It, not Finn Wolfhard, but the other kid that was good in It. You like him?
So that's all right.
I thought it looked good, man.
I thought it looked good. Alliteration.
I like alliteration. I also like. They made a Game of Thrones joke in there, so it's very topical. I think they are going to be kind of tongue-in-cheek in this movie. I think, not that it really matters because the movie doesn't come out till April, but whoever released the images before releasing the trailer was a huge mistake because he just looks like an idiot. But then once you hear him talking and you know that he's the kid, I mean, we should have known he was the kid anyway because that's the idea of Shazam, but the way they kind of handled the whole thing, how he... like him learning his superpowers. I know you get that in other movies, like in Spider-Man, but the fact that he's doing it with a friend of his and they're just like both like in awe of like what he can do, I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it. We asked the question last week, what would be better, Shazam or Aquaman, to both to you and to the critics? And yep, I think you said Aquaman on both. I think Shazam is going to be better. And after seeing the previews for both, I am convinced it's going to be better.
You're convinced that Shazam is going to be better than Aquaman?
Yes. Good. We got a clean cut of that. We can play that back later on. So after watching the Aquaman trailer, Ryan, again, this comes out December 21st of this year.
Yep.
Do you like the Aquaman trailer better than the Shazam trailer?
I like Aquaman slightly less now after seeing the trailer.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and it seems just kind of muddled. Like, it seems like it's telling, like, three different stories. It was, like, an origin story, but then, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty formulaic. Like, it's
very formulaic.
What trying to do.
This is going to be comic book movie by numbers, and it's him jumping into a goddamn submarine and saying, mission to come aboard, or whatever he said. I'm like, get out of here, dude. I think he's going to be fine. I think we already saw Aquaman in Justice League. I think he's going to be fine. I think Amber Heard is going to be awful.
Awful or awesome?
Awful. I know you don't like her either, but I just, now that we actually saw her talk a little bit in this character, I'm like, yeesh.
And then she jumps out of a plane with no parachute. And he's like, redheads, huh? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm like, no, stop it. Now, a couple of things that I think could work in its favor. James Wan, the director, I like a lot. So that's positive. I also thought,
what about Rich? Rich, what about James 2?
No. I thought Black Manta, we saw like a glimpse of Black Manta. I thought he looked pretty good. No? His little stupid helmet?
Oh, his little stupid helmet. Yeah, big eyes. He looks like a bug.
He does look like a bug. He looks like an idiot. He looks like a stupid idiot.
So, you know what the other thing that I don't like about this? Why do, when people shoot lasers out of their face, is it completely necessary to, like, put your arms into an X and then bring them to your sides, like, real fast? Is, like, that how you do it?
I think so. It's just getting extra juice out.
Because anybody who shoots anything out of their eyes, like Superman, Black Manta, Cyclops, they do this thing where they, like, make an X, and then they bring their hands to their hips really fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a power move, power stance.
Like, I don't, is that, like, a thing? Like, you have to do that?
I don't know. I don't know the rules of it. I think some of the underwater stuff, it's gonna sway back and forth from cool looking to just terrible looking, and you're gonna get a lot of it.
And do they? So they? It looks like Naboo from the Phantom.
It looks like fucking Naboo. We're gonna see Boss Nass down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you do a good Boss Nass.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a solid. Add that to the resume. What characters does he do? Well, he does a pretty compelling Boss Nass.
Yeah, but he does. It's always like a Boss Nass who is very vexed.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
Like, he just is so upset with Jar Jar's decisions. He just, he's always upset. But so that was what DC brought to the table. And I'll tell you what, it sucks. Man of Steel, I didn't like. Batman v Superman, I hated. Suicide Squad, I tried to like. And then ultimately,
you tried to convince everyone that you liked
it
was good. And
I did my best, but ultimately, it's not a very good movie. Justice League was the definition of fine. Like, I watched it. I have no regrets. Not going to go necessarily watch it again anytime soon. And Wonder Woman was solid. Like, Wonder Woman was a good movie. And so apparently, they did have some Wonder Woman 1984 footage, but they didn't release it. So I didn't go through and like look for bootleg versions. Everybody said it was cool, and like I'm sure it is, but they didn't release a trailer like they did for these two. But my God, I think Aquaman is going to be the absolute shit. It might be the worst DC movie.
You think?
I think it has a chance, though, Ryan, because at least Batman was in Batman v Superman, and so was Wonder Woman.
Did you forget that Steel exists?
Oh, I mean DCEU.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware that Batman and Robin was a film. No, I know. I'm just saying, like, from this extended universe, I think it might be the worst. But
yeah,
might be. Maybe.
I don't think it will be. Right. I think. I think Suicide Squad's still going to take that from me, dog.
There's a lot of good choices there. That's
there's a lot of choices, a lot to choose from, but that's my pick for the worst.
I'll tell you what might have been the star of the Comic-Con. That'd be the DC television shows. And they, whether you watch these shows or not, Ryan, I know you don't really watch these shows, but they always have a big presence at Comic-Con. They do a really good job of, you know, all being there, previewing what they have coming up. They're really fan-friendly. Like, they add characters. Like, if you're a fan of a DC character, as random as he or she may be, they've probably been worked into or at least mentioned in one of these upcoming shows. They're all on the CW now. And the first one we'll start with is Arrow Season 7. And by the way, there's been some bad seasons of Arrow, but let me just point out again, if you're ever you're looking for another show, watch just Arrow Season 1. Arrow Season 1 was awesome. I'd even put it up with some of the Netflix, early Netflix Marvel shows. Arrow Season 1 was great. It got a little silly here and there. There's good episodes, bad episodes after that. But Season 7 looks like it's going to be awesome. This is a it's basically Escape from Supermax is what we're dealing with now.
With I mean, it does look like Oliver Queen's behind bars, and there's like people who are picking up the mantle for him, which looks really cool. And you know, I think it's a lot of it's going to deal with like his life in prison, which is kind of interesting to see like a superhero in prison.
I hope they don't break him out too quick, because if they do that, it's just going to go back to being more of the same from like the last few seasons. Because in the preview, you know, you see a bunch of villains that he helped lock up. You know, it's a classic kind of Batman Arkham Asylum story, but Oliver Queen is, or Green Arrow Escape from Supermax could be a similar deal. So I had watched every episode, I believe, of the first five seasons, watched like a couple last year, and was like, there's just too much. These are 23-episode seasons. I'm like, I can't do it. But I think I'm going to start fresh, and I'm probably going to. So October 15th, it comes back. I think I'm in on Arrow Season 7. The Flash Season 5 will come out October 9th. A couple of things in this trailer. They have Barry and Iris's daughter from the future shows up, and I'm sure there's all kinds of hijinks there. And then there's also a new villain. I believe his name's Sakata, which he looks fine. So
he's got the Darth Vader thing going on.
His
weird breath thing.
Doesn't really breathe all that great. He had like a looked like a burnt lightning bolt or whatever he had like on the table there. I'm like, what is that? What are we doing?
I don't know. But like this is, and this is where it kind of played by Chris Klein, by the way.
Yes, Chris Klein.
I was trying to figure out who that was, and it is he is played by Chris Klein, who is probably fresh out of some. He's probably dried out from some whatever rehab he just came from. So,
well, we don't judge anybody here on hashtag Dork Ryan. So,
not a judgment, just facts. Don't care about feelings. That's probably what happened.
Legends of Tomorrow Season 4 comes out October 22nd. Looks like there's going to be a lot more John Constantine this season, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, but the rest of this trailer, I haven't seen a single second of this show, and now I definitely don't want to.
No, this show is crackers, Ryan. This show is the definition of a basket of bananas, because...
So they're jumping back and forth. They're in the future. They're in the present. They're in the past. They're at Woodstock.
They're everywhere.
There's a big blue teddy bear that like takes out a bad guy. Like,
it's chaos. It's probably the most fun out of every actual show. Like, they went back... One episode of a couple seasons ago, they went back to the Wild West and like Jonah Hex was in an episode. They went to the future where like Green Arrow was in it, where he only had like one arm from Dark Knight Returns. Like they've bounced all over the place, and they've also done a pretty good job. They've had different formations of the group, and there's been some characters like, oh, this character sucks. And then you know what? They get rid of him, or they get rid of her, and then they bring in new people. So they've done a good job. So like White Canary from the... like first couple seasons of Arrow, she's one of the main stars. The Atom, who was in both The Flash and Arrow, he was in both of those shows. So it's a lot of characters that were developed on The Flash or Arrow are now on this show. I don't keep up with it every single week, but it's pretty entertaining.
But they have Brandon Routh on the show, but he's not Superman.
No, he's the Atom.
That's confusing to me.
Well, listen, it's not in the Superman Returns universe, okay?
All right, I'm just saying. You know, you already had a guy who played Superman, for crying out.
So when you see Chris Evans on the screen in the Avengers, you're like, is that the Human Torch? Is that the Human Torch? I don't get this.
You know what? When you're right, you're right.
Okay,
it's only when I saw Killmonger, when I saw Michael B. Jordan as Killmonger, I'm like, what's the Human Flash, the Human Torch doing in this? Not the Human Flash. I got DC on the brain.
I'm sitting there watching Deadpool 2, and I'm like, is that Green Lantern? Are they going to mention that that's Green Lantern? And then they
and Thanos?
Did. Is that Thanos? It is. Is that Jonah Hex from the Megan Fox vehicle?
That would have been awesome if he killed Jonah Hex, too.
That would have been good. They should have brought that up. That's pretty good.
But they couldn't have because it was a DC. No, they could have because they did Green Lantern.
They do everything on that. The rules don't apply to Deadpool. Supergirl season 4 comes out October 14th. This really had this had the darkest tone out of the 5 superhero movie or shows on CW. Supergirl, she had the crazy suit at the end. They also, this is like the big announcement, they're going to introduce the first ever on-screen transgender hero. Naya Nal, a.k.a. Dreamer, is going to be on this season of Supergirl.
Cool.
So there you go. There's that.
Yep.
Black Lightning season 2 comes out October 9th. So these are all October premieres. Black Lightning, I told you, I don't think I finished season 1, but I jumped into it because people were saying it was good. I ripped through like 7 or 8 episodes. It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, like there are people saying it's pretty good. Like it's just you can't watch everything. Haven't checked it out yet. Might get around to
it. He's good, and then one of his daughters has the same kind of superpowers as him. So it looks like season 2 they're going to be dealing with that. Also, originally they said so those other 4 shows all cross over with each other. And when they first came out with Black Lightning, they said that this was not going to cross over, but I think they're going to change their minds, and I'm sure
they will. Yeah, I think they're going to change their mind. Yeah. They have to at some point, right?
Also on the CW, Ryan, Riverdale.
Hey!
Riverdale Season 3 comes your way October 10th. Busy fucking month of October for the CW network. And the Season 3 trailer was pretty shitty because it was like a 2.5-minute trailer. 2 minutes and 20 seconds was essentially summing up the last season. And then they cut to Betty's mom and somebody else having like some sort of spiritual fireplace going on in the background or in the backyard and holding up babies.
Okay.
I'm like, child sacrifice? Question mark?
Jeez.
It looked like a scene out of True Blood, which is right up my alley. All right, Ryan,
you hated. You didn't.
I love True Blood. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
What are you, high? Of course I love True Blood. This one got a lot of attention. This is part of the new DC network that they're going to be putting together.
Yes, the streaming service.
The show is called Titans, and it's going to center on Robin, Starfire, Raven, and Beast Boy. And this is the trailer that at one point a criminal, a street tough, if you will, says to Robin in like an alley, "Where's Batman?" Robin responds to him, quote, "Fuck Batman," end quote.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
I didn't like it. Didn't care for it.
Because he besmirched Batman who helped raise him?
No, that's not that. Because if that were Jason Todd, I would have been like, okay. But it wasn't. It was Dick Grayson. Would never say that.
No, I don't think. Maybe he was having a bad day.
You know, we all have bad days. Look at James Gunn.
James Gunn had a brutal of a day.
Yeah,
I recently had an afternoon drive show, and now I have a midday show.
Yeah, so that's not good.
You can see how that can happen.
You know what's going to happen? Batman's going to find out he said that 10 years in the future, and then he's going to take his Robin suit away.
And then beat his ass with it.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned Jason Todd, and I don't know if you meant to do this, but let me tell you right now, I believe there's 9 episodes of this Titan show planned, or at least 9 episodes.
Yep.
Episode 7 is entitled Jason Todd, and they've already cast Jason Todd. It's some dude I've never heard of, but Jason Todd is going to be in this show. That makes me rock hard.
Oh, yeah. Diamond in an ice storm kind of thing.
I mean, there's no...
Now, I don't want... Do you meet him as Robin, or do you meet him as the Red Hood?
I would assume... Actually, you know what? I'm not going to assume anything, because... you know what? In Titans, isn't Dick Grayson, he's not even Nightwing yet. I think he's still Robin.
No,
so Jason Todd,
Robin, but,
Jason Todd might be like a young guy, like a young gun maybe.
Do you think that Dick Grayson's doing this because Batman's like, you're out?
I don't know.
Does it take place in Bloodhaven or does it take place in Gotham?
That's a good question too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are a lot of questions.
A lot of questions here.
Not a lot of answers.
No, other than Dick Grayson, who is like the Boy Scout of the Robin troop, is not feeling Batman right anymore.
How many point blank? He said, "Fuck Batman." That's what he said.
Yeah.
Jeez, which sounds like it could be a very intense porno. The other thing, Ryan, is they said that this streaming service And they named a bunch of shows that they were going to have, including a horror series about Swamp Thing. They were going to have like an adult comedy series about Harley Quinn. They're going to have a Titans spinoff called Doom Patrol. The Young Justice Outsiders, which is an animated show. There's also a trailer for that that we saw. That's going to be on there. They're going to need a lot more to me, but at $7.99 a month, you have any interest in this?
No, it's a little steep.
I mean, what are we made of money here?
Or they're giving you the option to pay $80 for the year or something like that.
I mean, $7.99 a month, you know, if you're working afternoon drive is one thing, but middays, please.
No, please.
Can't do it.
I don't make that kind of money.
Can't cut it.
Not only that, but like you're essentially trying to get me to sign up for shows I kind of care about for like at the price of an Amazon Prime account, which pays for itself in like the first 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see any return on this investment.
Because right now, if you were just going to take the DC properties that this show is going to give you versus the DC properties on the CW would be worth $8 more than this one would be.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. I have no. The only one I have a passing interest in is the Swamp Thing series. Like, that's it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be a Swamp Thing, and I do want to see what they do with Jason Todd. I want to see what that episode is like, what the plan is for him.
You just borrow someone's password just for that episode.
Yeah, I might. I might do that. So if you guys, if anybody, actually, you know what? That's a good question to the audience here, Ryan. If you, you could tweet us at Dork Podcast, or you can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Does that DC network, the streaming service, interest you at all? Will you get it? And what is the reason for you getting it? Besides you just bragging that you have a lot of money. Like, good for you.
Right.
Good for you,
money bags.
Yeah, just throwing around $8 a month, you smug prick. All right, Marvel Television, Ryan. Marvel really did not have much going on. Maybe it had to do with the events of Avengers Infinity War, that they didn't really want to like tip their hand at like a lot of things, yep, what they were doing. But they were very quiet. They really had two things that I saw. Maybe I missed something here. But they had a quick little teaser, basically a date announcement for Iron Fist Season 2, which comes out September 7th on Netflix. It's just him kicking some ass and, you know, getting a rock hard iron fist in the alley there.
And then punching the ground.
Yeah, you hit the ground for some reason. That's like, yeah. I think Roman Reigns does that when he's like charging up his Superman punch.
Yep.
He punches the ground, but I don't like that either. Anyway, I haven't seen it yet, but Iron Fist shows up for a few episodes in Luke Cage. So I'm hoping Luke Cage does the same in Season 2 of Iron Fist.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, you hope so a lot?
I hope so. I mean, what else are we doing with this? Like this, that's the only thing about this series that's interesting, is other people. Because Danny Rand is not interesting.
All right. I like Colleen Wing. I know I'm in the minority there, but
you are in the minority.
Yeah.
Because
I know. She walks around the city with a sword. I don't give a fuck. I like that.
But she's Chinese, and she's doing Japanese things. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, listen, I'm not going to, you know, sit here and tell people what to do. Hey, Ryan, I know you're really geared up for Season 2 of The Gifted, which comes out September.
Oh, my God.
September 25th.
I'm so excited for this. talk about 6 to midnight on this one. Oh, boy. Here's some tertiary level X-Men that we're going to talk about, and one of them's having a baby. Cool.
This is...
I am just... Oh, I mean, the fire reason... ants. I am fire ants in my blood right now for this show.
This is the reason why we came up with the phrase, you can't watch everything, is more than The Gifted.
There are a list of things miles long that I would rather do than watch a second of this show.
Miles long? How big's the font?
It's like a CVS receipt of how other things I would rather do.
Oh, man. That is... I know Bill Compton from True Blood is in the show, and I also know one of the characters is Polaris, who I just remember from like X-Force having green hair. That's what I remember.
Yep. And she's having a baby.
But this shit's back for Season 2, September 25th. Mark your calendars. Ryan.
Yes.
Let's get into non-DC Marvel films. This is also...
Thank God.
Maybe the cock of the walk from this entire weekend. That would be the full trailer for the movie Glass, which comes out January 18th, 2019. This, of course, you take the two stars from Unbreakable, the star from Split, you M. Night Shyamalan them together, and I think you're going to get an awesome movie.
I think it's going to be awesome. I do have one problem with this entire story, though.
Uh-oh.
So you bring, what's her name, Sarah Pauly, the girl
Sarah
from
the Paulin. The woman. Paulson.
So you bring her in, and she's like this very specific doctor who deals with people like these illusions of grandeur, who people who think they're superheroes and whatever.
She works in a growing field for individuals who believe they're superheroes.
So we all know that Bruce Willis isn't crazy, right?
Ask him. Yeah.
Ask him.
Yeah.
Like, give him something, like, give him, like, a metal rod and be like, bend this. And he'll be able to do it. You'll be like, that's pretty impressive. Or, like, touch me and see if you can see what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is ask. Like, what's the issue here?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're going to have to explain that. Or, you know what,
yeah,
I bet?
Yeah, they're going to have to.
I bet there's a twist.
You think there's a twist?
I bet there's a twist to the whole thing.
I bet she's not who she says she is.
I bet she's wearing a mask. And she and then once it's revealed, she's red herring from a pup named Scooby-Doo.
You know what's the most impressive thing about these movies? You've seen Split, right?
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
James McAvoy is awesome as these characters, I would say.
My biggest complaint for Split was they said he had, what, 23 personalities or something like that? And he did, like, four or five.
Well, and maybe now we see more.
Yeah, I know. That. So I like that. This trailer, like, you already did a couple other ones. I love the scene, too, where she's, like, Sarah Paulson's, like, very, like, talking very slowly to them, like, you know, how these guys are all nuts or whatever. And then he's playing, like, the old woman. He's like, oh, that is, like, very, very impressive. Like, he, like, gives her, like, a little round of applause. Like, this movie's going to be good. And I don't know how they're going to do it, because you're right. Like, and I got to rewatch Unbreakable, too, so I can pick up on a few more things. I got to rewatch that, rewatch Split. But then this is coming up pretty quick. This is, like, half a year away, January 18th. So I'm excited.
There's a funny little clip on the YouTube that will point out all of the things, the references to both movies in the trailer.
Oh, I like that very much.
Yeah.
And so it looks like one of the girls from Split is going to play a big role, at least according to the trailer. It looks like she's going to be in it a good amount.
Yeah, she's back.
I'm in on that movie for sure.
I'm in on that as well.
What about this one, Ryan? Godzilla, King of the Monsters. It's coming out May 31st, 2019. It stars Coach Taylor, Eleven, Norma Bates, Tywin Lannister, Ice Cube's kid, plus Godzilla, Mothra, Rodan, and that three-headed monster, King Chidorah.
Yep.
You in on this?
I want to be. I want to be in on this movie as that it's like, you know, just a popcorn kind of movie. You know, you go and it's like a Skull Island, like Kong Skull Island. Like that movie was good. Like
Yeah, that's a good bar for it. Will it be better or worse than Kong Skull Island?
Probably a little better, just because you just see all those other monsters, but they refer to them, don't they refer to them as like titans?
Yeah, they do. And they're like they need to survive so that like the world can survive. I'm like, I don't know about that. If it's between me and the monster, like I'm not helping the monster.
Yeah, and then they're like halfway through the trailer, they're like, oh, that wasn't a good idea. And you're like, no shit.
Yeah, that sucks. It looks like it's going to be pretty chaotic. Godzilla looked pretty good. It looks like, first glimpse, that was Boston, wasn't it? I think they might destroy Boston there, it looks like.
And
but,
Japan, Tokyo, obviously.
That three-headed dragon thing is pretty bananas, isn't it?
Well, Mothra looked awesome, too.
Mothra looked good. Mothra looked pretty scary. This is one of those ones where like I don't really want to see it, but then again, I'm going to have to see it in the theater.
Oh yeah, like, this is a movie you don't watch this on the little screen. You watch this in the theater.
You don't watch this on your iPhone.
Yep,
that'd be terrible. But yeah, this is I'm intrigued, and the cast is pretty good. I'm interested to see Eleven in something else.
But it seems like she's doing kind of the same thing, which is like looking up and screaming a lot,
and her nose is bleeding just so she could get in that comfort zone.
Yeah,
like, oh, that's odd. But I don't know. I'll probably check that out. And then Ryan, is this like the 15th trailer for Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald?
They are really pushing this hard, huh?
It's just nonstop with the trailers. Every time I've seen a movie over the last year and a half, I've seen Fantastic Beasts. It's on TV all the time, and I don't mind it. I want to see the movie, but how many cuts of a trailer can you possibly make?
Well, not only that, I guess we say on this podcast all the time, Johnny Depp's got some alimony payments to make, so he's going to make as much money off this as possible.
That's true. He seems like a bad guy.
He should probably be fired for the things he's done.
Correct.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm out on John Depp, by the way. I'm out.
I don't know. James Gunn made some jokes 10 years ago that nobody found until now. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Johnny Depp beat up some woman like 6 months ago. So let's look at, is there like a grace period? Do we have to wait like a certain amount of time before we get this done, or what are we doing?
But he's Grindelwald.
So, yeah, he is Grindelwald, and he's Jack Sparrow.
He's an artist.
Did you see he showed up for this presser and then didn't do the question and answers at the end?
Nice.
He came out and like introduced the thing and like came out as Grindelwald because what a wacky guy he is. And
there's
then
Hodgings. Oh, something I forgot was Deadpool. Their cast was there because they're releasing like the Blu-rays coming out. There's all kinds of new features. I was kind of surprised that they would do that for that, but they had the whole cast there. And I don't know if you noticed, but Ryan Reynolds was set up right next to the Vanisher. Which is a pretty good gag. So they had an empty chair with the name tag. It's Advanisher. I'm like, pretty smart. All right, Ryan. AMC, this is actually great to piggyback off of last week's episode, Breaking Bad Season 1. You can check it out in the archives now. But Better Call Saul Season 4, just around the corner. It's going to come out August 6th. And in the preview, you get a lot of Gus Fring. You get a lot of Mike. You get Lydia. You get a bunch of Breaking Bad characters. So
you get some magical electromotive.
Yeah,
well.
I am in. This.
I'm in.
I thought season two was a little bit of a snore, but one and three were great. So I'm on board for this. Yeah,
and something you got in this trailer that people were questioning at the end of season three, right?
Yes.
That what's his name is a pick of the pod.
Oh, Michael McKean.
Yeah. People were out on him from like season one. They're like, how much of this do we have to take?
It was good. It was too much. Like some of their scenes together were really, really good. But then you're like, all right, getting kind of sick of this. Like, let's move it along.
But I always found that the best scenes with him and Bob Odenkirk were the ones where he wasn't doing like the tinfoil man thing. Like where he was just like,
right, just like in an argument,
ripping his
like
brother and being like, you're a fucking idiot. And like, I'm not going to let you do this because I don't trust you. Like those were the best scenes. Him with like the electro waves, I thought that was really dumb.
Was
after a while,
a little banana. Yeah, I got you. But anyway, I'm excited for that. So we got a lot of TV coming up around the corner. October 7th, The Walking Dead is back for season 9, and so there's like a 5-minute trailer or whatever else. But
long trailer.
You know what they've already done, Ryan, which is insane. And it's, I don't know who's to blame. I don't know if it's podcasts like us, if it's websites that have all this information, all the casting news. But Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes, the main character in all, going on 9 seasons of The Walking Dead, they've already announced this is his last season. And you're like, you can't. So now you can't even get like a good surprise death anymore. Like you're just.
Well, see, this, for me, it's the exact opposite because I watched up until like season 5. And then I'm like, all right, we walk, we run into things, we meet some people that we think we like and then we don't like. Like it became very, like, by the numbers at that point.
Oh, you bring up a good point. I wonder if they saw some of their numbers dropping and they said, you know what, we're better off letting people know this is going to happen. I didn't even think of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now I'm in. Like, I want to watch this because I want to see what happens.
No shit. Yeah.
Also, John Bernthal's back as Shane.
No, he's not.
Like, they announced that, too. Yeah.
No. He died.
I don't know if it's going to... No, but I know, but he's back.
Oh, like flashbacks or whatever?
Maybe like a flashback or something.
Yeah.
So, like, there might be a little bit more... I've been out. I can do the thing. There's plenty of YouTube channels where I can catch up, but I'll probably be back for season 9 of The Walking Dead.
Man,
now,
I not consider that. Yeah.
The other issue is that I felt like they gave... Basically, I know what's going to happen. The only thing that I don't know is how Rick's going to go. Because they basically showed you the whole goddamn season.
They showed you the whole trailer. They show you too much in the trailers. They do that a lot. And if you really, like, I didn't do this. I just watched it once and I'm like, all right, that's good. Like, but if you did if you're one of those people that do the, like, breakdowns, and I know they do it out of order and they try to swerve you at times, but you can find certain things and probably spoil it for yourself. But I don't know, like, I want to know things about movies, but at the same time, like, don't tell me you're casting a character for a cameo, or don't tell me that this is a character's last season. But I guess to your point, if this was at the height, like, they wouldn't have done this. Like, if The Walking Dead was absolutely crushing it, and because I think it kind of spoils it for people who still watch every week, but for the people who left, that's a good point. That probably brings them right back to it.
Yeah, and what are the Vegas, who gets them? And so I want to see, like, the Vegas odds for how he goes.
Oh, man, it's a good question. I don't think it'll be Negan. I think that's too kind of predictable. I wonder, Maggie is such a badass now. I think it could be Maggie. And like,
I'm going
like,
to say that was my call, too.
Yeah, because she could, right, he could, because he even said something. There's a little dialogue between them that you're like, uh-oh, oh, snap.
Yep.
But so, yeah, that'd be good. Or, you know, it could be like some random little kid. Like, we've seen, like, big-time characters die by the hands of, like, a little kid being like, oh, I don't know, like, how to shoot a gun. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Also, Fear the Walking Dead. I've bailed on, but people tell me it's good. They have a season 4 trailer that comes out, or the show comes out August 12th. Some of the other things to rip through quickly here, Ryan. Star Wars, The Clone Wars had a trailer. I've heard that's good. I don't really know
so
much about it.
So the interesting thing, where people were like super excited about this, is this has been off the air for a couple, like it just ended.
Okay.
And it's been off the air for like a couple seasons, and they want to finish it, so now it's actually going to finish.
And now it's back, baby.
Yeah.
Night Flyers, not to be confused with The Night Flyer, which is one of Ryan's picks.
So disappointed.
Yeah, it's not that. Instead, this is going to be a sci-fi show, which we never talk about sci-fi shows, but a sci-fi, S-Y-F-Y, based off of a George R.R. Martin novella from like the 1980s. Basically, the world's going to go into shit, so a bunch of people want to save their families, so they go into the Night Flyer, I think, or they go into this big ship.
Yep.
They leave Earth. But then stuff starts going down. People start dying on said ship.
You know what I think it is?
Alien?
Vampires.
Oh, snap.
And then
and a guy that flies,
precursor.
He flies a one-pilot, one
single-engine plane.
A single-engine plane.
They come down to Earth, and they start flying actual planes.
Mm.
And that's the precursor to the Night Flyer.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Two other things on this list, Ryan. Disenchantment, which is going to be a Netflix show. 10 episodes will be released August 17th. Matt Groening from The Simpsons is behind this show, and it's got that feel. If you saw it, it's animated. The characters look kind of Simpsons drawn, and some say it's The Simpsons meets Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Are you in on that? You're not in on that? You're out on that?
Nah,
all right.
Lukewarm.
And then the last thing, this is going to be a Nickelodeon show, Rise of the Teenage and the Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ugh, looks awful.
It looks awful as an adult. I feel like 9-10-year-old me would have watched the shit out of this, though.
But, like, if you've seen that, the animation's horrible. It looks like, remember that movie Bebe's Kids? Like, it looks like Bebe's Kids. I want anyone who's listening to this right now to be like, oh, you know, watch the trailer for the movie Bebe's Kids. And that's basically the animation of this movie. Let alone that Raphael is, like, 9 feet tall. Like, he's way bigger than all the rest of them. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
He's on stilts. He's a stiltman.
Oh, no, he's not. He's like big and, like, muscular. Like, no, he's, like, the little... You know, he's kind of a scrapper. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Now, Ryan, out of all these Comic-Con trailers that we discussed, what is the best or second, top one, two, or three, and then the bottom two or three that you have no interest in?
So, obviously, the Spider-Man video game trailer came out that was tits. Like, that's
yes.
my favorite.
Yep.
As far as movies goes, despite the fact that, like, Johnny Depp is attached to this, I think Fantastic Beasts looks really good. I think Glass looks really good. And then you have things like Shazam and Aquaman and Legend. By the way, the worst one is probably Legends of Tomorrow season 4. Like, that was probably the worst trailer in the whole bunch.
Oh, have a little bit of fun, would you?
It's not even fun. It just doesn't make like
it's chaos.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's chaos. It's like looking
chaos.
Into a kaleidoscope.
And The Gifted. I'm out on that. Looks stupid.
Yeah, Gifted looks like shit. I would say the best are Glass. I really liked Shazam. I know you didn't like it as much as I did. And
I didn't hate Shazam.
I
was just like, it's fine.
All
you
right,
know.
All right. And Arrow season 7. At least it got me excited again for Arrow. The worst, I don't know. I mean, nothing was complete trash. I thought Supergirl took like too much of a dark kind of. It was way too dark and not enough Supergirl in the trailer. So maybe the
right.
season will be fine, but the trailer was kind of eh. The Gifted, I'm with you, was just kind of useless. I could care less about it. Yeah, but overall, it was a pretty good weekend there at San Diego Comic-Con. Anything else on any of this nonsense?
I'd love to go. You know, maybe they can throw you a bone, WEEI, and say like, hey, you know, I know we kind of jobbed you, but you know, let's send you to Comic-Con next year.
San Diego's like, oh, are you still an afternoon drive host? I'm like, oh well.
Oh, you can't get a press pass.
No. Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick of the bomb.
Kick received, deferred, defend a goal.
I will receive this week.
Right.
I'm excited about this one.
Good.
I got some good news, bad news, Richard.
I've already had enough bad news for a couple weeks, so you can save
well,
that.
Let's get that out of the way first.
Right.
My pick of the pot is a book. So that's not great.
That's okay. I can handle that.
The book I've read parts of that I'm very much enjoying is written by Parker Posey, and
Ooh.
It's called You're on an Airplane, and it's a memoir, and a lot of it has to do with her being in Christopher Guest movies.
Okay.
Which is fascinating to like have her like talk of someone who was firsthand when filming Guffman and filming Best in Show and like how that all went down. It's pretty good read, pretty quick one. So it's going by pretty quickly. So I would definitely, for any Christopher Guest fans, pick that up.
I like it. I like it a lot. My pick of the pod, I guess I just have a few, and they would all just to be to support some of the stuff that we just saw at Comic-Con. So first and foremost, I think most of you have seen Unbreakable and Split, but I think you're going to definitely want to have watched both of those by the time you see Glass. So that's a pick of the pod. The first Fantastic Beasts, which we never did an episode of, but that was an enjoyable movie. That was a fun movie, so I would highly recommend that. And I already mentioned, you know, Arrow Season 1. If it's too overwhelming, like all those CW shows, that's a really good place to start. And if you like that, then maybe you can sort of pick up some of the other ones. The Flash is a little bit more lighthearted than Arrow is, but Arrow was great. And we've never seen a Green Arrow movie. We've never seen Oliver Queen. So this guy, Stephen Amell, does like the best job of him. Like, we haven't really seen any other examples. And so that's kind of the guy you think of when you hear Green Arrow. At least I do anyway. So I'd recommend all of those. And as for current shows, I'm behind. But I think I mentioned last week, I like Sharp Objects, and I'm excited to see where that goes. So that's my current show. That and Preacher, that I'm trying to keep up with every week until the fall, when then we get just absolutely slammed with TV shows.
So what's your pick of the pod this week?
I said Unbreakable, Split, Arrow Season 1.
I said like 3,000 things that you should do in 1 week.
My pick of the pod is James Gunn's career. Anyway, Ryan, next week I think we have an open date, so we are in the market for some ideas for next week's podcast. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. you can tweet us at dorkpodcast. Again, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. Thanks for all the reviews on iTunes. You can continue to do that, or tell your friend to do that. Rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, WEEI.com. Davey's on Twitch, not once, not twice, but thrice a week. That's right, Ryan?
Bing, bang, boom. Three times a week.
Twitch.tv/RVonD.
There it is. And oh. RVonD on any and all social media outlets. Please come check me out. Say hi, for God's sake.
Hi.
And but yeah, just say hi.
Hi. That's all you got to do.
All you got to do, be like, what up?
What up? And Ryan, actually, I'll tell you what, right now, this isn't just because I know Ryan and happen to be friends with him, but he has a very entertaining Twitch stream, because some Twitchers sort of do one game, or some Twitchers just kind of talk to the people and they're just simply just kind of hang out. Like, I've bounced around and looked at some other Twitch streams. Davey plays current games. He plays old games from Nintendo or Super Nintendo or whatever. He's got PC games, PS4 games, and we'll do the occasional roundtable chat. So it's not redundant. It's like a little bit something different every time.
It is a true to the word variety stream.
It's a variety stream.
Please come and check it out.
I like it. All right, that'll do it for this week. We will talk to you next week. Shazam!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.